الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الصلاة والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. With the fadl and grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are illuminating ourselves from the teachings of the illuminated people who had attained salvation and have pleased Allah jalla majduhu. Their teachings are living, but they have passed the phase of this life successfully, of which we are in a very dangerous phase, because the life hereafter is the consequences of this life, whatever you do. So each 1 second is equal to billions and billions of years, even more, because it cannot be retrieved back. Sinful people, disbelievers, will pray and wish and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send them back, to retrieve this time. But Allah azza wa jal will not speak to them. It comes in tafaseer, when the people in the fire of hell will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be sent back, to have mercy on them, that they have been frying and roasted in the fire of hell for centuries and centuries. Ma'al ibn Kasir rahmahullah says that it will be thousands and thousands of years will pass, they will not get reply at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not respond to them, because they have displeased Allah, they have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah jalla majduhu said in the Quran that on that day, al yawma nansakum kama nasitum liqa'a yawmikum haza. Is din, qiyamat ke din aur ukhrawi dinon mein, aaj maine tumhe bhula diya, main bhool gaya tumhe jis tarah tum meri mulaqat ko bhool gaye the. On this day, nansakum, you are forgotten. I have forgot you. Kama nasitum liqa ayyom haza. Likewise, you forgot the meeting, this meeting on this day of judgment. You forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ahkam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now you are forgotten, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not entertain their request. So before that time arrives for us, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Rusul, the messengers and righteous people, they were all sent to remind people. Remind. That is why we do zikr. Zikr also have one of the meaning of reminding, remembrance. A person who will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not say on the day of judgment to him, Al Yawman al Saad, that we have forgotten you like you forgot us. That is why the zikr and the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal and remembrance of his is great thing, is greatest of all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said in the Quran, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest virtue. Because all other virtues emanates an origin from it. We are currently discussing the topic of humbleness, which is a branch of abdiyat and servitude, the very reason why me and you have been created. So that is why Imam Abdul Wahhab has also said again and again that whoever will not follow this guidance of ours, meaning this covenant, whoever will not adopt this, tawadu will not benefit from any other virtues or any other covenants and teachings we'll mention thereafter. Because this person have gone against the base and the fundamental reason why this person was created. So it is very unlikely that his other deeds will be fruitful or will be righteous. And tawadu and humbleness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one cannot be arrogant, at least Muslims. So tawadu is done in relation to the people who you are living, the Muslims you are living, the creation you are living with. That will determine outwardly that you have this quality, you are a abd and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are not servant of anyone else. You are not servant of any desire. You do not pay service to any desire except by the will of Allah and His command. And our mashayikh and then the previous righteous people were very much trained, and it had become their second nature that they had achieved this quality and how they compared themselves to other Muslims. Last time we discussed some of the signs of the person who have humbleness. Because one can be deceived. I can say I have got something, maybe in reality I don't. So there are signs. And the signs are to be sought as well. Because they lead to the destination. The mashayikh say that the example of many of us is that someone who says, I want to go to Makkatul Makarma or Madinatul Manawwara, the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I like it so much and I like and love and honor the house of Allah, the Kaaba. And it is said to him that this is the road which leads to Madinatul Munawwarah. This is the road. You get on this road and you will reach your destiny. But this person does not get on the road. He does not follow the guidelines or adopt that way. Say it is difficult for me, or he's wandering here and there, but he says, but I like it very much. I love Madina Sharif and I love Makkah al-Mukarrama. And I like to go there. I like to be there. I like to live there forever. And he's again said to him, the brother or sister, this is the way, this is the road you get on. He said, I cannot know that. It's too difficult. I cannot get on that road. So the Buzurganuddin and Awliya Allah says that many of us, the example of us is that we want to attain certain benefits and fruits, success or paradise, Jannat, hasil karna chahte hum, but the road which leads to that destination, to the pleasure of Allah, we are hesitant, we are going on the opposite direction, which is the road which lead is sinful, consists of sinful activities, which goes more further away. Like you are here, and let's say Saudi Arabia or Makkah al-Mukarramah in the Middle East, instead of going towards that direction, you move more towards the west, towards America and other. You are going more further away. But with the tongue, you keep saying, I keep saying, I want to go to the holy places, the sacred places. I like them very much. But at the same time, it's not that you are not adopting the right way, but you are going further away. So the Mashayikh says, this is the example of that person who says, Allah is my God, and Allah is my Ilah and Creator, and Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is my leader. But his lifestyle, his day and night, are emulating shaitan and shaitanic people. This is the worst kind of hypocrisy a person can commit. Why? Because he is, or she is trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person with little common sense will know that if you want to go to a particular destination, you have to adopt the means to get there, or on the road at least. So Allah, that's why in Surah Al-Fatiha, every day in every prayer we ask, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Mustaqim, O Allah, lead us to the right path, the straight path. What is Sirat al-Mustaqim? Sirat al-Mustaqim is the way of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi, following the Sunnah, his tradition, his lifestyle, in beliefs, in practices, in social life, in economic life, in domestic life, and inwardly and outwardly, his path, his way, that is Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sirat al-Mustaqim is no other than that. And that leads to that road which is clear. There is no doubt, the clarity of it. And it leads further to paradise straight. Jo jannat mein jata hai seedha. But I say I want to go to paradise. I am the servant of Allah. But I am not getting on that road. And this other road, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which takes you in the fire of hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. O believers who believe in me, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. So there is the footsteps of shaitan and the footstep of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah. And you have to make this choice now. On whose footprints and footsteps you follow. it is a very clear-cut choice, which is, there is no mixing up in there. They are wide apart from each other. Completely opposite. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on one side, this is the footsteps of my messenger, my beloved. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki ek taraf, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke nakshe kadam hai, dusri taraf shaitan ke nakshe kadam hai. Aur ae iman walo, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, o believers, la tattabi'u shaitan, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers, O believers, what type of believers you are? You believe in me again and then you follow the footsteps of shaitan. How strange. If a person does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the messenger of Allah, well, it is understandable that he is or she is following the footsteps of shaitan because they don't believe in Allah Jalla Majduhu. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believer, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, la tattabi, at least you believe on me, you have iman on me, and how is it that you are following the footstep of shaitan? And what is the footstep of shaitan? What is the footstep of shaitan? Every action which is khilaf sunnah, which is against sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. کوئی بھی عمل جو خلاف سنت ہے جو سنت کے مخالف ہے that is footstep of شیطان تو اگر آپ کوئی بھی کام کر رہے ہیں if any work any activity you are undertaking like رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was sitting and there was a gathering for eating and there was one person who they were ready to eat the food was there And he extended his left hand. Usne apna baya haath aage bada diya. And usne baya haath aage badaaya. Rasulullah SAW held his hand in the way. While he was getting them. And Prophet SAW said that now, at this time, with his hand, Shaitan's hand is also in my hand. Iske zariye se, through this person, this is Shaitanic. Shaitan eats with the left. Hand and shaitan is using him to feed himself as well. So at this time, shaitan is also with him. So Prophet ﷺ said, do not eat with the left hand. Matlab ye, very clear, I was saying and said to you that any act khilaf sunnah against the sunnah, not that it is the sunnah and something which are not against sunnah, that is not, but anything against, opposite to sunnah. Like a very simple example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, eat with the right hand and do not eat with the left hand. So simple, eating with the right hand is the following the footstep of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Eating with the left, eating, following the footstep of shaitan, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam verily confirmed it and he said, do not. Do not sleep, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on your tummy, on your abdomen. Because this is shaitanic way of sleeping. Now shaitan may, because we have given the shaitan house in ourselves, because we are always attracting things, doing evil things, and shaitan always, and different kind of shayateen, they have made a house in us. تو ہمارے لیے الٹا سونا to sleep on the belly it's easier some people they think than to sleep actually the way of sunnah there's some struggle required اب وہ شیطانک رستہ ہے that is شیطان following شیطانک footstep to sleep on the tummy and the belly and to sleep the way of sunnah on the side or straightforward on your back, it is not against sunnah. So you understand what is against sunnah. Against mean, Prophet ﷺ said, sleep like this, and do not sleep like this. So when he said, do not sleep, this is against sunnah. If someone sleeps on his back, it's still not according to sunnah, but it's not against sunnah as well. So to begin, when you sleep on the right side, Now it is human, we have corrupted our nature, that if it was said in Islam, for example, that you should sleep on your belly and opposite on your, and it was instruction, then we people, I myself and other people will come, they say, look, this is very difficult. One cannot digest food, one cannot breathe, you see, it is very unhealthy, and there are so many difficult things, and how good is it to sleep on the back? It is straightforward matter, and one cannot breathe, it is against digestion, and it does not look right as well, and it is etc. etc. But now, because we have become shaitanic ourselves, so those ways look attractive or good to us. Because we are from his assembly, meaning his followers at the moment. I mean those people, I'm confining to myself, not to you actually. That at the moment, if I feel the attractiveness in the ways of shaitan, so we are part of his assembly, that's why we like those type of things. And if it was said, for example, to keep beard is sunnah, to shave is against sunnah, to keep a short beard, which is one or two fingers short than the full fist, it will be classed not against sunnah, but it will be still in sunnah, but to shave it completely will be against sunnah. Because in many of the fiqh mazahib, there are views there on the beard, but none of them say that, everyone says it's against the sunnah completely to shave your beard. So other, because we are in have attractiveness and have become shaitanic people, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya bani adam la ta'budu shaytan, do not worship shaitan. Now because Islam has said that do not shave beard, if it was the opposite, imagine that if it was there was instruction for the sake, for just example, that you should shave your beard, then I will be coming, look, it's great discomfort, it's waste so much time in the morning, 20 minutes, half an hour, I can do, I get late to work, plus the cost and the expense of blades and razors, plus it gets so, it's uncomfortable and inconvenienced to shave every day, and it is a great agony. But now, because we ourselves are more in the shaitanic following, while the other thing is so easy that if you have beard, you do not have to shave every day. You get up, you wash your beard, and as alhamdulillah, you are fine. And you have to trim it, obviously. But shaving, but this is much more socially easier, healthy. And but we are other people. They buying razor after razor and spending 10 minutes, 20 minutes there and here. And so that is following shaitanic footsteps. So now you understand what I mean. So similarly, then in matters of amal, matters of beliefs, one can also end up following shaitanic beliefs as well. So it is not difficult matter to understand that the footstep of Rasulullah ﷺ and Sirat-e-Mustaqim, they are very clear. There is no doubt. And the footstep of Shaitan are quite opposite to it. So once you know what Prophet ﷺ did, if you do the opposite of it, you know that this is against the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. It is and following Shaitan. So look for the danger now. You are just waiting for disaster on that amal. Because one act against the sunnah or one sinful act will attract many other sinful activities as well. One righteous act will attract, it is like a string which has 10 strings with it. You pull one string, but there are 10 strings of righteousness with it as well. It will bring 10 other virtues. Similarly, the sinful actions, they also is looking like one sin, but it will have other sins as well with it. But this kibr, arrogance and its opposition, humbleness and humility and tawazu is greatest thing. Because as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. You have been created for worship and to become an abd, not to rule over other people. And in Islamic terms, the Khalifa, who is the Khalifa, he is deputy, meaning that he is to implement the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. He is not himself to be followed. He is followed because actually he is representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the deen of Islam. And if he gives an instruction against him, he is not to be followed. So our mashayikh had a great conviction in these teachings, and they tamed their evil nafs to such extent that it, righteousness, humbleness, it became their second nature. I was telling you about the righteous person and a wali of his time, Hazrat Zun Noon Misri Rahmatullah Ali, that wherever he was living in Egypt or a part of Egypt, famine struck. Like now in many countries in Africa is famine. No rain, drop of rain would fall. People prayed Salatul Istaqa still. And then he migrated to Madian, where Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent. Hazrat Zun in Misri migrated to Madian. And someone asked him that why you have migrated to Madian while you were living there, and all your life you have lived there, why you have gone there now? Temporarily he went, but he said that because people are struck with famine and I believe that this is due to my sins. Ye mere gunahon ki wajah se logon pe famine aaya hua hai, barish nahi ho rahi, there's no rain. So I thought I will, because of my evil deeds, these people are also suffering, and I should go out from this land. I should leave this city so that they can have the rain and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due. Now just imagine. Ye tarika tha humare buzurgane deen tha. They do not look towards themselves like other people do, but in fact actually they have annihilated themselves. They have nothing. They have got nothing to look at. Many mashayikh we have heard, although it's difficult to understand. Hazrat Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi said once, someone asked him that a question. He said, 10 years have passed. I am trying to find myself. Up to now, I could, I can't. And what should I know about what you are asking?" Meaning that they have annihilated, meaning that they are delved in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the concern for the hereafter, that they forgotten themselves. So these are some last stages, you can say, like Hazrat Zun Noon Misri, he is the Wali, all people of Egypt, they respect him now as well as at his time, but he is considering. It is like binoculars, like when you see in binoculars, you can see far spaces or things which are small, great, you can see in big size. If you look up from the opposite direction of the binocular, you will see big things small. So awliyas and salihin and righteous people, people look with them greatness, they see them great, but to themselves they look even further lowly than other, as you have said. And it's about Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, who is also from the early centuries, a righteous man, a friend and wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very high ranking person in knowledge and ilm and taqwa. He was sitting in the mosque, and there were hundreds of other people. Big mosque, bahut badi masjid. Kisi ne bahir elan kiya, someone announcement outside from the in the door of mosque that I want to see the most evil people amongst you. He should come out. because he thought that other people who are righteous and other, they are busy in praying, and people who are some just sitting there doing nothing or whatever, he thought. He said, I want the most person who is doing nothing and wasting time, an evil person, to come out. I have something to say. And people saw that it was Hazrat Malik bin Dinar who got out of the masjid first. Aap sabse pehle masjid se nikle. Ke main sabse bura. So these things are not to say only, but these are in the, our course, with the fazal of Allah, these things are developed and nourished so that a person can actually attain this. Not go to the other extreme, that a person dishonors himself. There is another extreme as well. But firstly, to attain tawadhu. And similarly, one of the students, disciple, went to one of the mashayikh, and they used to live in and study and learn in the mosque. Wo masjid mein rehte the. One day the teacher said, وہ شیخ تھے وہ کہنے لگے اپنے مرید سے اپنے طالب علم سے کہ یہ مسجد کا جو کوڑا کرکٹ ہے اس کو باہر پھینک دو. The throw out the rubbish of the mosque, actually rubbish lying in the mosque, throw it out. It's not good to see it. After that, the teacher could not see the student again. وہ اسٹوڈنٹ کو دیکھا نہیں, وہ گیا تھا لیکن آیا نہیں واپس. ہی تھوٹ واٹ ہیز ہیپنڈ. ہی سینٹ سم ون اینڈ ہی فاؤنڈ ہم, دا میسنجر دا فاؤنڈ ہم ان دا مارکیٹ سم ویئر واکنگ الانگ اپان. دے سیڈ دیٹ وی آر ویری کنسرنڈ اینڈ ہاؤ یو آر شیخ اینڈ ٹیچر از ویری کنسرنڈ, وائی ہیو یو ناٹ ریٹرنڈ. ہی سیڈ دیٹ مائی ٹیچر سیڈ دیٹ تھرو دا ربش آف دس ماسک وچ از لائنگ ہیئر outside, and I could see that I am the rubbish here. Everything, the branches, the rubbish which lying here, I consider myself even worse than that. So I threw myself out. I have not come back. Ab ye kyun ke bhai unhone tarbiyat hi unki is tarah ki thi, unhone kaha kuda karkat phenk do, unhone apne aap ko bahar phenk diya, wapas se nahi aaye. Aur kaha kyun nahi aaye, اس لیے فرمایا کہ وہ کہنے لگے کہ میں ہی کوڑا کرکٹ تھا مسجد کا, تو میں واپس نہیں پڑھنے کے لیے آیا, مجھے کہا آپ نے چلا جاؤ. Why he did this? Because he was under training. So he had developed certain ability and certain nature, کہ he thought that he is like that. So the علامات, the signs which are mentioned, they are for you and me to recognize, so that at least we know that we have it or not. If we have it, alhamdulillah. If we do not have, then one should try. One of the signs, Shaykh Abdul Wahab rahimahullah says, aur sachche mutawazo ki ye bhi ilamat hai, the truthful humble person, truly humble person, who is really a humble person, the servant of Allah, wali of Allah, ki ye bhi ilamat hai, this is also a sign amongst other signs, jab koi shakhs usse koi cheez mange to usse inkaar na kare, jaisa ke gulam apne aqa ko kirat kiya karte. That if some neighbor, if someone asks him for something, I can borrow, let's say a car, let's say the household domestic appliances or anything, that he does not deny, he does not turn down the request. Why? Simple reason is because when he considers himself more honorable, if he is truly humble, if he considers himself that he is respectful, he is better, he is afdal than me, and shouldn't a normal person, a person who is inferior, give something to a superior? If your father comes and says, I want to borrow your pen, or I want to at your house, I want to borrow this, your car, or will you not give him? So Shaykh Abdul Wahab say کہ سچے متوازے کی علامت ہے, اگر کوئی چیز اس سے کوئی مانگے تو وہ اس کو دے دے, انکار نہ کرے. If he is denying, he must have then thought that it does not suit this person. He is not at that level that he should drive or he should borrow this thing which is too precious for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also admonished very severely in Surah Al-Ma'un, people who do not exchange things and things of normal use, household things, like neighbors come to you and they sometimes want to borrow something, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has admonished them very severely. A person should try to help, because this is a sign of arrogance not to give. Albatta koi shari maslahat ho to khair. Now if there is a religious reason, then obviously it is not necessary. So that is exemption, if there is a particular reason, shari reason for that. Nez ek ilamat ye bhi hai ki uske dil mein kabhi ye khatra na aaye. Then another sign of the truly humble person is that he should not think that person has not respected me. If someone does not say salam to him first, he should not come in his mind ki bhai usne to mujhe salam hi nahi kaha. He did not stand up. Kabhi hatra na hai ki uski tazim ke waste koi khada hoga, that he should expect that someone should stand up, say salam or to honor him. Ya wo qiyam ka mustahik hai, or he deserves to be stood up or say be said salam first. جیسا کہ غلام اپنے آقا سے اس کا امیدوار تو کیا بہم بھی نہیں ہوتا. Like he says that a slave never expects his master to respect him. Never comes in thought. Today I went, but my master did not stand up, my master did not respect me, or he did not say salam to me. A slave never actually comes in mind. So similarly, a person, because there is a difference of level, so when a truly humble person says, I am the worst, and other Muslims are better, he should not come. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who would like other people to stand up for him, he is a person of fire of hell. Jahannam mein apni jagah dhoondi. Why? Because this is a sign of arrogance. Kyunki wo dusron ko, He thinks himself is better than others, that's why he thinks. And Rasulullah did not like other people. I also have said and requested you many times that please do not stand up for me. If you respect, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward on your good intention. And the companions of Prophet normally would not stand up for him. Sometimes they did. Now that person can stand up who has a undeniable, just a natural inclination that he cannot help. So, wo us tarah ke log, other people, they should try to help each other, that they can save each other from the fire of hell. Other Muslims have not said salam to you, have not dealt with you like this. You have expectation of others, from others, to honor you in some way. This is a sign of that you do not have humbleness. You have arrogance or something. So, inshallah, you may understand. We will not go into more detail of this. But another sign is, ek alamat ye bhi hai, ki agar koi uski hajf yari burai کرے اور اس کو ایوب کے ساتھ متہم کرے تو اس سے متاثر یعنی رنجیدہ و غضبناک نہ ہو. That if some person accuses or backbites or says bad things in front of him or behind of him and accuses him, brings certain allegations on him, Shaykh Abdul Wahab says that truly humble person should not be affected by it, should not react in negative way. He does not react in negative way with anger or anything. But in really the awliya Allah, how awliya Allah and righteous people see. Dil mein yu kahe ki ye mazammat aur ye burai aur ye tuhmat jo baja hai, main aisa hi hoon, balki isse bhi badtar hoon. Kyunki asli ayub ki کی برائی کرنے والے کو کئی ایوب کی کئی ایبوں کی خبر بھی نہیں، اور یہ شخص اگر مجھے برا بلا کہے تو یہ اس کا اہل ہے. Meaning, he said the righteous people, the people of, who have possessed this quality, they think like this, okay, that this person, what he has said, is true regarding me. Meaning that I have defects. بلکہ میں تو اس سے بھی بات کروں، آئی ایم مچ ورس دین ہی اونلی نوز فیو. لائک ون آف دی پرسن اکیوزڈ اینڈ سیڈ رانگ تھنگز اباؤٹ اے ولی رائٹیس مین، اینڈ ہی سیڈ اباؤٹ سکس سیون، اینڈ آفٹر دیٹ ہی یو کیم کوائٹ، ہی سیڈ دیٹ مائی بردر یو اونلی نو فیو آف مائی ڈیفیکٹس، دیر آر سو مینی ادرس ایز ویل دیٹ یو ڈو ناٹ، اینڈ آئی آسک اللہ سبحانہ تعالی فار فورگیونیس وٹ یو ہیو سیڈ and what there is still remaining, Allah Jalla Majdu who has covered them. So he said, بلکہ دل میں یوں کہیں کہ یہ مذمت، that this allegation, this accusation, or this person what he is taking ill about me is right, میں ایسا ہی ہوں، I am like it. بلکہ اس سے بھی بدتر ہوں، because you will have more, Shaykh Abdul Wahab said, that if you ponder, you will have more things which they do not know. So, and this person who is bringing allegations and other things on you, that he does not know. یہ شخص اگر مجھے برا بلا کہے تو یہ اس کا اہل ہے. He can say if you want. کیونکہ یہ مجھ سے افضل ہے. Because he is more better than me. البتہ اگر شرعی مصلحت اس کے خلاف ہو تو دل سے اپنے آپ کو یوب سے متہم نہیں سمجھے، مگر زبان سے اپنی برات ظاہر کرے. Now this is exemption from it. That Shaykh Abdul Wahab said that if there is a shari, that is shari reason, the Islamic legal reason, for example, a person is a leader. Now, if he does not say that I am free from this allegation, that then there will be much harm done to people who are following him or who are benefiting from him or who are or Islamic teachings he does. So then he should say that I am clear. And they give example of that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, that when he was accused of wrongdoing, when he was accused of wrongdoing, Zulaikha accused him of initiating. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, and he further very strongly denied. And when he was sent in prison, so the Aziz, the of Misr, the governor or the ruler, he knew that he is free from this sin. But when he was called from the prison, after 7 years he spent in prison. 7 years he spent in prison, not doing anything. Why he went? He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, look, this lady or this girl, this lady invites me towards sin. And I fear for myself. I will prefer prison over this chance of sin, opportunity of sin. How they can righteous people and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how they think. That they prefer to be in prison rather than at any other. So if we can sit, we have nothing to go in the town, for example, no work, nothing to get. Now, when I know I am I'm not very spiritually strong, that I will be able to guard my eyes and do other some trivial things. So I am just inviting this spiritual disaster by going into the marketplace and just roaming around. So let side in the prison, I can sit in my house or in the mosque, etc. actually, and safeguard the imam. But why Hazrat Yusuf al-Islam adopted the other and the very extreme, he said, I will go in the prison. And he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I used to pray that prison is better for me than disobeying or be accused of being disobeying or disobeying, you know. So Yusuf alayhi salam, so after 7 years he stayed there for so long, and then he was called, he still turned down the request of the ruler. He said, I'm not going to come. First you have the Zulaikha and the others would have to testify that I am free, I never actually did anything wrong or intended anything wrong. So he forced them that they had to now testify. Otherwise I am not going to come out of the prison. so that all other people, they also know, because he was to become a, he was to announce his prophethood, and he was a Nabi at the time as well. So if he did not clarify himself, then actually this would be difficult for people to follow. Although the Nabi is masoom, but people would understand that he done something wrong. Na'udzubillah. And Prophet ﷺ, look at the Prophet Rasulullah's humbleness or aapki ajzi. The Prophet ﷺ said that when Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf, my brother Yusuf, mera bhai Yusuf, meaning the brotherhood of prophethood, when he was called after 7 years being in prison, and he was called, he said, the Prophet ﷺ said that if I was there, I would have come out immediately. And Yusuf alayhi salam still was patient. So, yeh aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki aajzi hai ke Yusuf alayhi salam ka darja or his a certain quality of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is making it look greater than him and showing you. Although there was, it was hundreds and thousandth part of the quality of the sabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam which Yusuf alayhi salam had. The quality of sabr which Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam had was actually emanating from, obviously from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed, but it is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's ruh and his faiz ki other anbiya alayhi salam has those qualities as well. He was the perfect in character in all of these qualities. But phir bhi aap farma rahe hain ki bhai main udhar main aa jata hu. How open anbiya alayhi salam are, selfless they are. Koi unme aisi cheez nahi. Like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of victory of Makkah, Fatah Makkah ke din, there was one person who by Prophet knew by wahi, by revelation, ke that this person is not going to bring iman and he is going to destroy, he is going to commit a great harm to Muslim or him, Muslim as well. So by revelation he knew. He forgiven all others, like even the worst of his enemies. He said, La tasrib alaykum al-yawm. Today you are all forgiven. But one person he knew about that he is to. And Prophet ﷺ want him to be killed because he had committed such crime. He wanted him to be killed. And he came to Prophet ﷺ and Prophet ﷺ was talking and other companions were there. And Rasulullah ﷺ also was talking to him. And Prophet ﷺ from his heart wanted the companions to actually arrest him and kill him in the punished crime he had committed and the murder he had done and what he intends to do, he knew by revelation. And but he did not say. So Rasulullah ﷺ said to the companions that I wanted that person to be arrested. And the companion said, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, you would have pointed with the sign of eye, you just would have indicated with an eye that kill him, and we would have done. And Prophet ﷺ said that this does not suit the Nabi of Allah to actually point with the eye like this. Whatever he will say it. But this habit is not the habit of righteous and Anbiya al-Islam. It is not such a posture which suits the Prophet and Messenger of Allah. Nor it does a righteous people. Ki wo is tarah ki harkatein kare. That if they want to say, they will say. If not, they will stay quiet. But is tarah ka aankhu se ishara karna, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, ki ye nabi ki zaat ke laik nahi. Sahaba-e-kiram ne farmaya na, ki aap humein hukam de, aankh se ishara kar dete, to hum isko maar dete. To aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, is tarah aankh se ishara karna nabuwat ke laik nahi. Nabuwat ke maqam ke laik nahi. It is not through the honor and the office of prophethood, it does not so. To anbiya al-islam ka ye maqam, apna maqam hai. So if there is religious reason, a person is leader, a father would say to his sons and daughters, if there is a religious reason that they will be harmed, then he should clarify what he is being said. But at the same time, in his heart, he should say, yes, I am worse than this. It's not the outwardly he will say only. From the heart, still he will consider and believe that I am actually worse than that. Magar zuban se apni barat zahir kare. Sirf zuban se kahe de maine nahi kiya. But in the heart, he should accuse himself. Why Imam Abdul Wahab says that maybe if he says, up to now he hadn't, maybe in future he does it, he does this. So how can he give guarantee he will not do it? نے فرمایا نظر سائن ماں عبد الوہاب سید نے سچے متوازے کی یہ بھی علامت ہے دس از آلسو سائن آف دی متوازو پرسن کہ جو لوگ اس کے مجلس میں بیٹھنے دیں یا سلام کا جواب دے دیں یا خود اس کو سلام کریں ان کا احسان مند ہو دیٹ ایف اینی پرسن گیوز یو پلیس ٹو سیٹ ان اور سے سلام ٹو یو فرسٹ یا خود اس کو سلام کرے ان کا احسان مند ہو ہی شوڈ تھنک دے ہیو ڈن اے فیور ٹو یو that I am a favored person, this person has done a great favor to me. Why? توضیح اس کی ہے, the explanation of it is, کہ صوفی اپنے سلوک میں ایک ایسے مقام پر پہنچتا ہے جہاں اس کو اپنے اندر بہت سے عیوب نظر آتے ہیں. The seeker reaches such a stage during his spiritual journey, such a stage that his own sins of himself are completely apparent to him. His inside which are hidden, they are apparent to him. His own ayub, he is looking at his own defects all the time. And they are present in him. So he is looking at all his defects at the same time. اور وہ اپنی خطائیں اور گناہ ایسے کھلے ہوئے معلوم ہوتے ہیں گویا ان کو سب کی طرح. And he considers, he comes at that state that he thinks that they are known by all other people as well. If that's his feeling. Although they are hidden, they are inside him. And other people are only seeing good and virtue from him. But he thinks, or he, that's how he reacts, that all other people know. Because he doesn't have any dual personality now, by hypocrisy now. What he has himself inside, he thinks, I am that. I am that. If I have 10, 15 things hidden, no one, nothing is known. But I should react that I am such sinful person. So when... تو وہ اپنے آپ کو ایسا فاسق کو بدکار سمجھتا ہے دیٹ ہی از سن از اوپن سو جس کا فس کھلم کھلا ظاہر ہے تو وہ اب اسلام کے بھی لائق نہیں ہی تھنکس آئی ایم ناٹ ایون ڈیزرونگ ٹو بی سیڈ اسلام اور ٹو بی گیون پلیس سو اف سم ون سیز دس اسلام وہ کوئی کہتا ہے مجھے کوئی جگہ دیتا ہے کوئی ریسپیکٹ دیتا ہے اٹ از اے گریٹ فیور میں تو کھلم کھلا گناہگار فاسق کو آئی ایم دا سنر اینڈ ڈسبیڈینٹ پرسن اینڈ ڈو ناٹ ڈیزرو any honor کیونکہ اس کی نظر میں اپنے اندر گناہ بہت معلوم ہوتے ہیں in his sight he can see so many hundreds and hundreds of defects اور اس کے سامنے ایسے ظاہر اور واضح ہوتے ہیں گویا کسی سے بھی پوشیدہ نہیں and they are so obvious to him that he thinks others are also aware of it so he acts like this as though others are aware of his sins as well so he's got not hypocrisy that no these people do not know I can actually be a at least in front of them 10 minutes. They don't know. No. This state is there maybe for some time in the beginning, but when a person comes to this station of tawadhu, then his inner and outer self, his behavior at least is like that. And Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said that close the eye which sees the defect of other people and open the eye which sees your defect. میں اگر اپنی اصلاح چاہتے ہو تو اس آنکھ کو کھولو کہ جو تمہارے عیب دیکھے صرف اس آنکھ کو بند کر لو جو لوگوں کے عیب دیکھتی ہے شٹ اینڈ کلوز دیٹ آئی وچ سیز دا ڈیفیکٹس اینڈ سینز آف ادر ہی سیڈ اف یو وانٹ ٹو اچیو سیلویشن اینڈ دیٹ از ٹروتھ فل بیکاز امیجن دیٹ اف یو آر دی مشائخ سے اف یو آر لوکنگ ایٹ یور سیلف your beard or your clothes, if you are looking at yourself, you will find any defect here. I can find one hair is here or some hood has actually been tangled in my beard or there is some kind of ab ye daga laga hua hai, this ye safed hai, I can see ki bhai ye idhar laga hua hai. When I am looking at myself, dekha na mujhe apne aib nazar aayenge, I will see my defects, how my clothes are, they are torn from someone, etc., etc. But when I am looking at myself, I am not looking at your clothes or you at all, am I? Only I can look at one thing. I am looking at myself and I am unaware of what you are wearing, what your colors are like, clothes and colors are like. And when I am looking at you, then I am unaware of myself. So the Mashayikh say the spiritually when a person is looking at his own defects, he is unaware of others.
وہ پھر دوسروں کے نہیں نظر آتے آئے اس کو. لیکن اگر وہ دوسروں کو دیکھ رہے اگر انہوں کے گناہ نظر آئے, he is doing that and he is doing that and there is gossip going on and there is this means, تو وہ اپنے سے وہ اپنے گناہ سے اس کو نظر نہیں, he will be veiled from his own sin. جب وہ نظر ہی نہیں آ رہے تو وہ he cannot rectify them, he cannot reform them himself. تو فرمایا کہ اس آنکھ کو کھولو, open that eye which sees your defect and close that eye. And this is true that if you look at yourself you will be unaware of other people's clothes and others. And the moment you will turn to them and you will be unaware of yourself. So اس کے سوا اس کو اپنے اندر کچھ مشاہدہ نہیں ہوتا. He does not see except sin in himself. خصوصاً اگر غضب و جلال خداوندی پر نظر کر کے, and especially if he is in his sight, he is aware of the glory and splendor and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his punishment, کر کے ان کے گناہوں کی حیبت اس کے دل میں زیادہ ہو گئی ہو, یا وہ ان لوگوں میں سے ہو جن کے نزدیک باطنی گناہ مرتبہ ظاہری گناہوں کے برابر ہو گئے ہوں, کیونکہ حق تعالی شان ہو تو سب کو خوب جانتے ہیں. That additional to that he says that this person who is the seeker of self-purification except his own sins as well, he knows, he is plus he is aware of the glory and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how can he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over him and the punishment he can give and what he deserves. He is always actually very humble. Very humble meaning that it consists of that compromises of the humility and humbleness and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine you have committed a crime. The judge and the police know. They have got video film. And you know that the judge knows. And the police knows. Aap road pe, they will say, we will observe you now for 1 or 2 weeks. Ke bhai, how you do and 24-hour observation you are under the judge. And we know you've done this. You know. اب وہ ان کے سامنے پھر رہا ہے, how humbly he will wander around when he will know that they know my, any time they can come and arrest him. So the reaction you will have from it, you can just imagine. اب people, they put on people on tags in prisons when they release them early, تو ان کو پتا ہے 7 بجے جو ہے after 7 کہ they cannot get out from the house, تو وہ اپنے گھر میں آ جاتے ہیں. Very humbly they stay in and they sit in. Only for that we will go back to the prison again with this fear. And we have the fear of going to hell and fear of going to punishment, severe punishment in the hereafter. So, and out for us the best house is our house and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and righteous company and righteous places. So they, Imam Abdul Wahhab is saying that these people are additionally aware of the glory and the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that also keeps them down. And plus they only see the defects. So they see that I am destroyed completely. So others look better. Well, because they do, firstly they do not ponder over other sin. Secondly, if they do ponder over, still they are fewer than when they compare to themselves. There is just one or a few signs left, inshallah, we'll cover it another time. Any question you want to ask? Koi sawal karna hai, to karein.
And do not ask a question like Imam Abdul Wahhab said, that when he said, ask a question, a person asked him, which angel was actually created first and which is the longest living angel?
Tumne kaha, mujhe to ilm nahi is cheez ka. Na hi Allah ne poochna hai is cheez ka.
دیکھو امر بالمعروف والنہی عن المنکر از ڈن فرام دی ویو آف دیٹ اٹ از کمانڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, دس از فرض آن می, دیٹ دس از ضروری آن می, دس از اندر کمانڈ, اف آئی ڈونٹ ڈو اٹ دس از اسٹل سین. سو ہی جسٹ فالوئنگ دا کمانڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہی ڈز دیٹ, ناٹ ایکچولی
that he is considering himself better than the other person. Wo to uski job hai. This is just his job. So, like a police officer, for example, let's say in this scenario, he arrests a person who've just been wrongly accused of something. He's not done it really. The police officer might have worst thing he has committed himself, or his lifestyle is much worse than he knows his lifestyle. But he has to arrest, or he has to ask that person, although he's wrongly accused and he says it's a petty type of crime and it's not, he doesn't. But he, as a command of government, where the office he holds, he has to wait. But not, it does not mean that he should consider himself that I am the better or boast or whatever. So as being a Muslim, because you are living in the country of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main country means the whole, the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is his country, his mulk. You have a responsibility that anything which goes against the command of Allah, that it is a responsibility to exercise your ability to stop it. So you will exercise that ability to, but not as you're considering. And Hazrat Imam Ashraf Thanvi rahmatullahi said one of his, when this question was asked him to him, that when a person considers himself inferior and then he wants to do Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, then why, how will he do, and how will he bring these two together? And he says that, let's imagine that a king, and he has one son, a prince. So prince we have, and then something which the prince has done wrong, or the king has become angry on him and want to punish him, he will say to the person, the prison guard or the person who punishes, that I want you to punish this king, this son of mine, because he has committed this crime, 10 lashes. So the worker who has no comparison to the level of the king or the level of prince, but just following the king's command, he is lashing the prince on his back. But no time during that process it will come that I have become better than this person. I have become better status. The prince is still a prince. Oh, prince here. But he is doing it because of the command of the king. So similarly, other people, they are better, they are prince to us. But when they do something wrong, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's command himself is to punish them or to actually admonish them. So on that basis we do, not on the basis that we are better and they are worse than us or anything like this. Anything else anyone wants to mention or comment? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.